Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bombshell before Super Tuesday. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The bombshell is that President Trump cannot be removed from the ballot. And soon as this is my routine. I got a little routine that I do every morning when I'm preparing for the news. I've been going to the gym, trying to, get healthy so I can engage in this battle. You know, I have to be physically and mentally prepared for what's about to happen in our country, spiritually as well. So every morning when I can, I get up and I go to the gym. And instead of me just listening to tunes, I'm like surfing the web. I'm checking out the news, looking at different things. And I just happen to be on X this morning. And sure enough, I see people putting these little small videos out there with Clarence Thomas. Like Clarence Thomas is laughing and have all of these liberals in the background. It's just one clip. I should have got it. I should have gotten it so I could show you what I'm talking about. But I mean, you get the gist. Well, they show Clarence Thomas, and I'm like, why are they showing Clarence Thomas? Because I knew that they were talking about ruling the Supreme Court when it comes to removing President Trump from the ballot, either today or tomorrow. But then I started seeing other people putting different things out there with Clarence Thomas. I said, wait a minute, what's going on? So I had to go look it up, and sure enough, 9-0, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the United States of America, not in favor of President Trump. Even President Trump would tell you that this is a win for America, not a win specifically for him, but it's a win for America. And I can't tell you how angry the left became. So I actually have family members that don't like Trump. And I called them and I was talking to them about it. And I said, did you hear the news? And they go, no, what's the news? And I said, well, they're not going to be able to remove President Trump from the ballot. And as soon as I told them this news, they said that they didn't feel good. They need to go get some Pepto-Bismol because their stomach was hurting. They need some Alka-Seltzer or something to help out their stomach because they felt sick to their stomach. And I'm like, but why would you feel sick to your stomach? And they go, well, because Trump, he's an insurrectionist. They removed him from the ballot because he was an insurrectionist. And I said, where's the proof that he was an insurrectionist? There is no proof that President Trump was an insurrectionist. And an insurrectionist means that you were blatantly saying, hey, let's take over the government, go in there, take the people out. That never happened. President Trump telling people to be peaceful, go home, be peaceful, respect law and order. That's the opposite of being an insurrectionist. If you want to talk about an insurrectionist, look no further than what the left was doing in the Summer of Love of 2020. They used George Floyd as a mechanism to go out and start attacking other people, but they did it politically. They even used these attacks that happened during that time against the Supreme Court justice and other judges, saying, hey, if you don't give us what we want, you can expect these attacks to happen to you. Look what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. Look what happened to the other Supreme Court justices when they overturned Roe versus Wade, sent it back to the states. What happened? These tyrants showed up to their homes to terrorize them. And of course, none of the left had an issue with it. They all looked the other way. But today is a good day. It's Monday. Monday, March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. And you know what? I got to thinking, why did they do it today? You know, they could have waited until last week, or they could wait until next week. They could have waited 2 days from now, 3 days from now. But no, they did it the day before Super Tuesday. All of them, the Supreme Court. And the left, they are furious about it. Absolutely furious. Because people are going to go to the polls Super Tuesday, remembering that President Trump is on their ballot. And what's really interesting to me is that you hear the left constantly saying that we're a democracy, we're a democracy. But then they turn around and don't want to give you the option to support the person that you believe best fits your viewpoints. the way you think the country should go. They want to remove you from being able to exercise democracy while they're constantly screaming that we are a democracy when they all know that we're a constitutional republic. Well, let me play some of this for you. I can't play all of it because it's kind of long. But listen to what President Trump said when he came out. Right off the bat, this is for America. It's all about America and not just him.
Well, thank you very much. I want to start by thanking the Supreme Court for its unanimous decision today. It was a very important decision. We're very well crafted, and I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, which our country needs. And they worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now, extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the leading candidate, whether it was the leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that very well. And I really do believe that will be a unifying factor, because while most states were thrilled to have me, there were some that didn't, and they didn't want that for political reasons. They didn't want that because of poll numbers, because the poll numbers are very good. We're beating President Biden in almost every poll. New York Times came out yesterday with a very big poll for us. So they didn't like that, and you can't do that. You can't do what they tried to do. And hopefully Colorado, as an example, will unify. I know there's tremendous support. They brought our support up very strong in Colorado, because people in Colorado thought that was a terrible thing that they did. And while we're on the subject, and
let me stop it really quick. And I do apologize, because it's really good. But President Trump just brought a valid point up, is that people in Colorado that were not even thinking about voting for President Trump, now they want to vote for him because you have a group of people telling you that you cannot do something. See, this is the way it is. When you tell people that you can't have the last Trump cookie in the cookie jar, people gonna want that cookie. You understand what I'm saying? Don't eat the last Trump cookie jar, or the last Trump cookie. And then as soon as you turn your back, I'm getting that cookie. It happens all the time. When you tell free people that they can't do something, that they can't have something, when they know they have the right to do so, they're going to take it. They're going to vote for Trump. This is the reason why they're trying to remove President Trump off the ballot from these states, because they're terrified that the people in these blue states are going to vote for Trump. They're terrified.
Another thing that will be coming up very soon will be immunity for a president, and not immunity for me, but for any president. If a president doesn't have full immunity, you really don't have a president, because nobody that is serving in that office will have the courage to make, in many cases, what would be the right decision, or it could be the wrong decision. It could be, in some cases, the wrong decision, but they have to make decisions, and they have to make them free of all terror that can be rained upon them when they leave office, or even before they leave office. And some decisions are very tough. I can tell you that as a president, that some decisions to make are very tough. I took out ISIS, and I took out some very big people from the standpoint of a different part of the world. Two of the leading terrorists, probably the two leading terrorists ever that we've ever seen in this world.
You know what? When President Trump took out Soleimani and took out some of these other terrorists and took out ISIS, you know, the left, they were not happy about that. Obama wasn't happy that President Trump took out ISIS. A lot of these Democrats were highly upset. And the reason why President Trump is bringing this up is because what's to stop the left to say, hey, you were going after these terrorists, you shouldn't have done it, we're going to come after you now? Because even Iran was talking about going after President Trump because of what he did. And you notice they never did, unless they didn't let us know that they did. Well, I want y'all to listen to what they're saying here on the Communist News Network about President Trump making these statements, because it is truly about them trying to drum up anything and everything that they can to go after President Trump. They don't care what it is. They'll make something up and go after President Trump, which we all see them doing.
There is an antiquated immigration system. Congress, in a bipartisan way, in the U.S. Senate, tried to update it at least a little bit, and it was killed because the president did not want to give Joe Biden that political win. But let's start by talking, if you will, Daniel, about the allegations with absolutely no evidence that he was making against President Biden, that he is behind all of the prosecutions that we are seeing, both on a federal and state level. There is absolutely no evidence to back that up. In fact, there is a special counsel to provide not one but two layers of distance between the president and these investigations, and that's just on the federal level.
That's correct. So the claim is false, even in terms of those federal cases. There's no evidence that President Biden, you know, ordered or was behind these prosecutions. But the
let me stop it. President Trump never came out and said that Joe Biden ordered these idiots to go after him, to persecute him. President Trump has never even said that. President Trump has made it clear that they're all in cahoots together. You can't tell me that four fraudulent indictments, 90 plus charges, and all of these other civil suits all happening at the same time, going against the one man. You can't. And then it works into the favor of Joe Biden and the Democrats if they can try to hinder President Trump from being on the ballot. You can't tell me that all of this is not coordinated by these demonic demons. Well, there's no email. You don't have to send out an email.
Well, they're not dumb enough to send out emails because they know they're going to do anything to cover up their tracks. But look at it, just in the case of Fani Willis, we know that she visited the Biden White House days before she actually filed her lawsuit against Trump. And also Nathan Wade visited the White House. Remember, he got paid to actually go there. When he got paid, that means he was representing the Fulton County in regards to prosecuting Trump. So you can't tell me there's no connection. I just gave you one simple one. Right?
Right.
And then you have, let's be honest. You have New York City, right? James, I mean, she has connections to the Biden administration. I mean, they want you to believe what they say, not believe what you know and what you see.
What am I constantly saying?
Yeah, what are you constantly saying?
Don't believe your lying eyes. Yeah, my switchboard operator is saying, don't believe your lying eyes. He's saying it. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Yes.
You can get him off the screen. They do this all the time. They tell everybody what they want people to believe. And right now, they're highly upset because people are not just buying into their nonsense any longer. And they don't understand it. See, in the past, it used to be that they could come out and lie about whatever it is that they want to, and then Republicans would just cave, would constantly cave. But those days are gone. It's over. We actually have an alpha male that we are voting for, and they don't like it. We're going to have more with Trump when we come back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oil wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Biden, my opponent, because every one of these things, whether it's Fannie Willis or Bragg, these are local and state, but they're in total coordination with the White House. You can't do that. It shouldn't be done. I mean, a thing like that, in the case of the DA's office, they put one of the top people, maybe the second person, in the Manhattan DA's office to get Trump. They had a Hillary Clinton lawyer leave the law firm, very prestigious, big law firm, leave the law firm to go into the DA's office to get Trump, Pomerantz, Mr. Pomerantz. So he goes in to become a prosecutor, worked for the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton, goes in to prosecute Donald Trump at a local level, in total coordination with the Department of Justice, meaning Biden. And then you have the Fannie Willis, or as she would say, Fannie, F-A-N-I, but Fannie. And she hired somebody, knew the person long before this horrible prosecution took place. And she went out and she paid him an unbelievable amount of money, more money than he ever had dreamt possible, much more money than other people that do that for a living. He never did it at all, had no experience in it at all. And they had obviously a conflict. We don't have to go into that, but they were able to get a lot of money because it was a high-profile person. Me, I'm a very high-profile person. So they were able to pay him close to $1 million when he was not equipped to do the job, and she's not equipped to do the job, and that case should end immediately. That case is so conflicted, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And then you have deranged Jack Smith, who's a Trump hater and represents all the Trump haters, and he's going wild. He's just a wild man. He's been overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court. Went after other people over the years. He's had great failure. But he's mean, he's nasty, he's unfair. And the judges on these cases, they're all Trump haters. Other than we have maybe one or two that I think can be fair. But you look at New York, what's happened. I mean, these people have tremendous hatred. You can't do this to a president. And again, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about in the future. A president has to be free. A president has to be, if the president does a good job, I did. Some people would say a great job. But if the president does a good job, a president should be free and clear and frankly celebrated for having done a good job.
And that's the reason why they're going after Trump, because he did such a phenomenal job. No other president, my personally, had did clearly as much as President Trump did for this country in such a short amount of time. President Trump was cutting the red tape. He was getting rid of the bureaucracy. He was saying, why is it going to take 6 months to do so-and-so? Why is it going to take 4 years to do so-and-so or 8 years to do so-and-so? He said, let's just do it. Let's do it right now. Let's get it done right now.
He would bring people to the White House. He's like, I'll bring all the, you know, the business owners. Let's bring all these people to the White House.
He sure did. They were making pledges to him while he was in the White House, and they were showing on the camera, and it said, Mr. President, I pledge to bring 150 jobs back to America. And one business said, I pledge to bring 1,000 jobs back to America. And it was just happening like that all across the country because President Trump removed the penalties that the Democrats and the bureaucrats had in place against small businesses and even big businesses. President Trump was removing it. President Trump, when he did the tax, remember, all the Democrats keep saying he's cutting tax for the rich. Well, when you cut tax for the rich, guess what? They want to make more money. And now that their taxes have been cut, they have more money. Guess what they do? They hire more people. People come in and they start working. That's the way it works. But he wasn't just cutting taxes for the rich. He was cutting taxes for the American people, including the rich people.
Yeah. And you know what?
Well, it benefited everybody.
One thing I loved about his quick speech is the fact that he said, this isn't about me. This is about future presidents. You know, this isn't just about everything he does is not just about him. It's for the American people. It's for the future of America. And that's one thing that the Biden administration has failed to do time and time again. It's all about the Biden administration and their liberal agenda. Trump, it's about the future of America and the people in America. Huge difference.
It really is. Let me share something with you that's terrifying the left. And part of the reason why they hate the fact that the Supreme Court, 9-0, in favor of President Trump. Watch this. This is part of the reason why they're upset right now, too.
As black people, you know, we're Trump.
Yeah, I'm with Trump. I don't know why everybody got against him.
Yo, he was making the breadwinners, you heard?
I'm a Democrat, too, but okay, we Trump.
We need Trump back in office right now.
I'm going to be honest with you. I quit Trump, to be honest with you. Bro, for real, Trump really did the shit. And I like him because he's about money. It wasn't about no politics. He wanted to make America great again through Trump.
That boy Trump, he making sure to get their bread. I ain't gonna lie. I'm thinking Trump for life. Trump for life. I ain't gonna lie.
Blood on the Trump. Trump wanted us to get off our ass and get some money. Trump 2024.
This is true. You made everybody hold a piece of money.
You know? Trump really up balls. So Trump running it how it's supposed to be ran. And people just can't take it. And he putting out facts in front of the people. He ain't lying to the people. People just don't want to accept the truth.
Trump, man, we rocking with you. Love you, Trump. My dog. T, what's up?
Trump put the money in our pocket.
Trump had the country on a better path as far as economically.
He put America first. So it makes sense. I like someone who likes to play his people first.
Trump 2024, my brother.
They know they can't get him for none of the real shit. We get it, gang.
Yeah. I ain't used to like that. But now, bro, I realize that he meant well for the country and shit, bro. We need that back.
Free Trump. Trump 2024.
They all tricked y'all dumbass to get Trump out the chair, and now look how that shit done backfired on y'all dumbass.
Trump got my back. Trump for life.
Donald Trump, he showed his love, and he didn't stop.
2024 Trump.
Trump 2024.
And we from Baltimore.
I ain't gonna lie. Trump my mother, dog.
As much as they talk shit about Trump, he's probably the best thing for America right now, no cap. Really.
Trump. My man Trump, he's gangsta. I like him. I love him. Make America great again. Let's go.
Trump 2024, Trump 2028, Trump 2032.
You know what? That's such an awesome video. And a lot of people keep saying, man, are the black community, are they actually being reached? Are they being reached? Yes, they are. And a lot of them don't want to say anything. A lot of them, you know, they're silent because of where they work and their family members. A lot of them remain silent. But you know what? There's a great deal that's not being silent any longer. President Trump made it better for everybody in the country. It was better for everybody.
You know, the hip-hop culture used to love Trump before he became president, and mm-hmm. I think they're reverting back to that, right? Like, they see all of a sudden that they're the ones that are lied to. They see this man that his, you know, Biden is going after him. They see the truth, right? And so they like that. They like that they can relate to Trump now, right? Before they wanted to be Trump. Now they're saying, I am like Trump, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Especially when it came up to the mugshot, they were saying, man, this is like, you know, they're treating Trump like they treat us, you know? And every time they're doing this, all it's doing is unifying the country the way the Democrats don't want it. They don't want a unified nation, because if there's a unified nation, they're out. And they know this. This is the reason why they make up and they drum up all of these propagandas, these lies against President Trump. Yeah, let me share this one with you. Let me share this one. This is Trump basically telling Joe Biden to man up, fight me like a man, stand up, do your own dirty work. Stop getting Fannie Willis. Stop going, getting all these weaponizing everything. Stand up to him. Joe Biden can't do it. Joe Biden can't even stand up for long anyways until he got to change his diaper. But listen to this.
President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that.
The country is much bigger than that. Be a man, Joe. Be a man. Stand up. You know, if you're going to go after Trump, be a man. I think Trump, and, you know, even Trump, he acknowledges saying that I think people would even respect Joe Biden more, Shannon, if Joe Biden would just come out and be a man and saying, look, I'm going after Trump. I'm going to do everything in my power to go after him because I don't like him, because I want to keep my power. People probably respect him if he did that. I mean, we see that's exactly what he's doing, but be honest. He's not going to be honest.
And you know what? It's funny because Trump didn't come out and he wasn't like, oh, poor me. Right? He was like, you know what? I'm fighting this. I'm fighting for America. I'm fighting for the future. And I love that about Trump, right? And then you have Biden, who was like, oh my gosh, we're going to all be victims in the future if we let Trump become president. And oh my gosh. There's such, once again, a totally different message. And people are liking Trump's message, not Biden's.
The other thing I say to President Biden, close the borders now. This is not sustainable for our country. It's not sustainable for our cities. Our country is under siege. This is a violent thing that you've done. And many people are dying. Many, many people are dying. They die on the trip up. They die going through the border. And they die in our country. But many of the people coming up are from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums. Many are terrorists. You see it. Many, many are terrorists. And I believe the real number that we have right now is probably closer to 15 million people. And by the time the term ends, I believe the president's term ends, I believe you'll be at close to 20 million people.
Yes, it's probably going to be 20 million people before it's said and done. 20 million people. This is the reason why we've got to vote Trump in. We've got to get him back in office and remove the Democrats, because the Democrats, they are not for America.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Let me tell you about Tactilian.com. Tactilian.com make these beautiful flags that you can put on your vehicle. And the reason why I'm talking about them is because they build homes for veterans from the proceeds that they get when they sell these flags on their website, Tactilian.com. If you have a vehicle that has a location that's not magnetic, this one's magnetic, and you can see I put it on a sports vehicle, and it looks really good on there, and it goes on the other vehicles. Anywhere there's a magnetic spot, you can put it on there, and it's not gonna fly off or fall off. If you don't have a magnetic location, you can get one like this that has an adhesive backing on it, and it won't go anywhere either. You can go through the car wash and it'll stay on there. I'm highly impressed. These are American made, right here in the United States of America. With all of these woke companies right now, why wouldn't we look into this? Why wouldn't we support a company that supports America? At least I am. That's the reason why I'm promoting Tactilian.com. I encourage you to get one now, get two now. Buy them for your loved ones. Buy them for vets that you know. Buy them for military personnel that you know. Go to Tactilian.com/wheel and get 15% off. 15%. These are awesome. And again, let me remind you, a portion of the sales go to help build homes for veterans. Isn't that what we are about? Do it now. Tactilian.com/wheel. You'll love it.
All right, everybody, we are back. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so I wanna bring something up to your attention. So this is like, I guess you could say this is a new sponsor of ours. And this is Pamper. Can we put it PamperWithGrace.com, PamperWithGrace.com. Now, this is brand new to me, and I've been looking at this. And actually, I talked to my friend Annie Cyrus and a few other people about this, and I've heard nothing but great reviews. I actually got a package myself coming so I can start trying this out and start sharing my experience with it. But many of you are probably already aware of this. Many of you are probably already ready. So you can see what's on the screen. Go ahead and make it full screen. Yeah, many of you already see what's going on.
Yeah, Bella Grace is going by storm right now, and you can see some of the elixir benefits right now. Almost everybody that's watching us right now is probably experiencing something on the screen right now. And you know what? Well, we're asking people right now to take the 30-day challenge. You buy this elixir, take it for 30 days. And well, let me read a couple of reviews about Bella Grace. One person said, absolutely glowing in just 14 days. They said, my skin is absolutely glowing. I've lost years off of my face, looking so much younger. I've renewed energy and much better sleep. My brain fog is gone and cognitive improvement. Another person says, the elixir has been a game changer. I'm experiencing more energy, better sleep, less inflammation, less joint discomfort, faster recovery after pouring concrete. And there's so much more, Will. So we ask you to go to Pamper with Grace. Get your elixir right now. It is the world's best collagen, Will. It has the king of antioxidants in it. It's called Estoril. And it's nature's most powerful antioxidant. It's the only brand of natural
This is really awesome, though, because I'm looking at some of this. It says better sleep.
Yep.
You know, the way they've been, the way that I've been attacked here recently, I could use better sleep. I can't get any sleep at all. I've been having really hard time sleeping. Mm-hmm. So that's like really something that really stands off to me. Even another one on here, even more better skin tone. You know, my hands, hydration. Improve skin hydration. My hands get so dry. It looks like the desert. I promise you. And my producer, she look at my hands sometimes. She go, dude, look at your hands. Yeah, I mean, I can see like peels. The crevices. It look like, you know, look like rivers, you know, that used to be there and they're all dried up. So I'm really excited about this.
One reason that is because it has cat's claw in it. And cat's claw limits the process of damage, aging, sunlight, and turns the repair process, making it a premier anti-aging botanical. People are saying it's helping them recover from surgeries. Now, you know, these aren't things that we can, you know, say is going to absolutely happen for you. But those are some of the claims that are out there. We ask you to go to preparewithgrace.com, get your 30-day elixir. There are other products, but they say you need to start with that and start building up. And I think it's going to be a game changer for people.
I think it will be, too. I think it's going to be a game changer for me because I've been constantly looking for something to help out with my dryness on my hands. Like, and me personally, I guess I'm a kind of a clean freak somewhat because I'm constantly washing my hands. I'm constantly washing my hands, and my hands just get dry from me washing them so much because, you know, I work around the house. I work on my vehicle because I don't take my vehicle to the shop. I can't afford taking it to the shop. So I work on it a lot, and my hands just get so dry on everything that I do. So I've really been looking for something that's going to make a true difference. And it was really interesting. From this information that I looked at on this, the studies that I found on this is that, you know, they tell you that it takes like 3 months and 4 months sometimes, or 90 days for something to actually start working. They've actually made this to where, now, again, like my producer just mentioned, everybody's different. I'm different. You're different. We're all different, right? But I like the fact that said that you can start seeing results pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty quick. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, you heard one person said within 14 days, they saw immediate difference. And they're telling people to take a picture of yourself before you start taking this elixir. And then
yeah, actually, Annie, she said, Will, take a picture of your hands, mm-hmm. you know, because my hands get so dry. She said, take a picture of your hands. And then I think she also said like after 14 days, too, mm-hmm. then take another picture and compare the two. So what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you my dry. Now, I don't know if y'all see it like on the video that we did for the wallet, you know, the wallet that we have on my website. You know, I have this wallet right here and you can get this wallet, it's the same leather wallet, the same leather that's made with the hat my producer wears. But in that commercial, you can see me handling the wallet and you can see my hands. My hands are just dry as all get out.
And by the way, yeah, right now the elixir is $135 for 30 days. But if you subscribe, you actually save. It's only $121. So what a great way to start getting better if you just had surgery, if your hair's thinning, if you're having aging, if you're having a hard time sleeping, like we just showed all those things, go to www.pamperwithgrace.com.
Pamperwithgrace.com.
And get your 30-day box.
It's really awesome, everybody.
And you're supporting us at the same time. How great is that?
Yes.
Right?
You know, I need your support right now. I need your support. You get something great and you're supporting us. Also, talking about supporting us, let me say thank you to Mary. And let me say thank you to
Jan.
And also Hatcher. Thank you so much for sending me letters in the mail. I just got a letter. I'm so thankful. And I see it as a blessing. People send me letters in the mail and they send me blessings as well because they know what I'm going through right now. I need your help. Actually, let me just go ahead and bring this up while we're talking about this really quick. Because what Facebook has done to me, because a lot of people are constantly sending me messages about my Facebook page, my business account on Facebook. Facebook is not doing anything to help me recover it. I've already sent them all of the documentation to prove that I am the account holder of my business account on Facebook. Facebook is refusing to give me my account back after I've provided the passport, I provided tax information, I provided bank statements, I provided this information to them. So what I've done now is you can see it. I have a GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo.com, which you can see right there on the screen. GiveSendGo.com/G/B. I'm sorry. Let me start over. GiveSendGo.com/GBX. Is that a, what is it? 26. GBX26. GiveSendGo.com/GBX26.
And this is to help.
So I had to do, I had to create this in order to get support because I've already talked to some lawyers. I've already talked in communication with lawyers. I've told them everything that I have, and they say that I absolutely do have a case. But in order for me to bring it up to combat them, it needs money. Money makes it happen. I hate to say that. Yeah. My case alone should just be enough for the information that I have. But in order for them to file certain things and for them to do certain things, I need finances.
I mean, to fight Facebook costs money. Let's be honest here, right? And so this is a great, we got to get it done. The guy said we have a great case. He said he's never seen anything like this.
Yes, he's never seen it. This is my business account. I didn't do anything wrong.
He's actually anxious.
And I've provided factual information.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're anxious. They're like, man, Will, this is like could be one of the biggest cases against Facebook because it has nothing to do with Section 230. Has nothing to do with any of that.
And you could go to our website, uniteamericafirst.com, and click on the Go Send Go, or you can go to the website that's on your
On the screen. Okay, when we come back, everybody, I'm going to show you and we're going to talk about the U.S. military information that you need to know about. Don't go anywhere.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So, you know, the U.S. military's their recruiting numbers are extremely low. And in a time that the United States of America is on the verge, possibly, of going into World War III, the numbers are really low. I guess they're thinking that if they start a nuclear war, what are soldiers going to do? Soldiers can't do much of anything on the battlefield, because if it's a nuclear war, then everybody's just wiped out. Maybe that's their thinking of depleting our U.S. military. But it's really bad. We don't want to go to nuclear war. Other countries, to be honest with you, they don't want to go to nuclear war because it would be havoc all over the planet. You know, the time to recover from that, people probably be dead by the time the recovery happens. So who wins? No one wins. Everybody loses. But our military used to be the strongest military on God's green earth. But the Democrats, they've been having this long game to destroying the United States of America. Let me share a short clip with this, because China, actually, Russia and Iran, all of these countries that hate America, they're excelling above and beyond the United States of America, while we are just becoming weaker and weaker because of the Biden regime and the Democrats. Listen.
But I do want to start today with China. That number, when we got to 232 times greater capacity to build ships China's Navy has than our U.S. Yeah. Navy, you had a reaction.
I did, because it's like that. It's like they think they're going to need them or something. They're putting a lot of effort ahead of time into that. And look, the issue for the United States is not just that we don't have enough ships. We don't have enough manpower to man the ships. Right. Even if we got the capacity, we don't have enough manpower to man them. And that's maybe a bigger issue.
And you know why we don't have the manpower? Because they kicked a lot of the military personnel out because they wouldn't put poison into their bodies. They kicked them out because they said, I don't want the poison in my body. Their lives mattered more than them putting that poison in their bodies than the U.S. military. And Secretary Austin, he should be removed, just like he removed all of them for not putting the poison in their bodies, the vaccine. He should be removed. But our U.S. military is pretty much depleted, and they know this. They did this on purpose. And it's the same thing. Not only the military personnel, but all of the equipment that they gave to these terrorists in Iraq, Afghanistan, and then all the missiles that we no longer have, they can't even replenish them. It's going to take many, many years for that to happen. And then the technology. These countries have excelled past the United States of America when it comes to the technology. But there's something that I really want you to focus on. The biggest catcher about all of this, instead of them working on bringing men and women back into the military, instead of them working on creating and building back up our military surplus, they have a different agenda. Listen to this one about the technology when it comes to the missiles. The United States of America is running out of missiles, and the rest of the world is excelling past us when it comes to the technology.
We literally fought a war in the Pacific and understanding the necessity of it. Now we're trying to catch up. We look at something like supersonic missiles. That is a capability that will be necessary in the future. Right. China has them. Russia has them. The U.S., a decade out at best. We look at our Navy. I mean,
Wait. Let's hold up. Why don't we have them?
We can't test them. We didn't put any money in it, okay?
There you
go. So the Chinese and the Russians
are
hypersonic weapons. It's a big missile gap. What were we doing? We were fighting forever wars in the Middle East.
That's
we didn't need to fight.
Exactly right.
So everybody else caught up with us and
So focused on counterinsurgency operations from boot camp forward through the Pentagon that we weren't focused on these things. And it makes me worry. This is Congress, in my opinion, walking chewing gum. They like to. I don't see that happen a lot. We didn't do it at the Pentagon either. We didn't fight a war and prepare for a war at the same time. Perhaps they didn't have the money. They've never passed passed an audit, so I think they have all the money in the world. Wow. I think they need to do a better job at where they spend it.
They should do a better job, but they're not doing a better job, and because they want us to be in this predicament. They want the United States of America to be in a situation where it would collapse. Even President Trump today was talking about how the United States of America has become a third world nation. We're no longer becoming number one. The Democrats put America last. I can't tell you how many times I have said that. I was saying that the Democrats were making America last before anybody else was saying it, because I was paying attention to what they were doing. The Democrats don't love this country. They don't love freedom. They love wokeism. They love evil. They love everything that is wrong in the world. And America being free, America being strong, is not something that the Democrats want. They want just the opposite of that.
And let me just mention real quick, not only do we not have supersonic missiles, but we have no defense for supersonic missiles. So that's two problems.
Yes. So are we going to have time? We're going to run out of time.
That's 20.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time. So let me play this one here. I think we can squeeze this one in here. Yeah. This is what they're focused on. Instead of focus on defending the United States via the military, they're focused on something else. What do you think it is? I'm pretty sure you already know. Watch.
Biden cut defense spending by 25%. They wrecked readiness. I'm the ranking member on the Readiness Subcommittee on Armed Services. If you look around the world, you see chaos. And a lot of that, in my view, has been driven by the Biden administration's weakness.
When it comes to mission readiness, our military branches are struggling with recruitment and morale is plunging.
Look at this. Look at the numbers right here. Look at the numbers. They're down 24,000 in the Army, 7,000 in the Navy, 4,700 in the Marines, the Coast Guard, 4,800, Air Force, 600, and then Space Force is the only one that's up 800, but everything else is down. I guess the Space Force are going up. You'd think the Air Force would be up too, but everything is down. But the 24,000 in the Army, that's alarming. Here's the main thing that they're focused on.
Inclusion across all groups in the military. Come back tomorrow morning for the first 10 minutes and then run away. I'm going to focus a little bit more today on my story and that of transgender service members and how and why that fits into the picture of why inclusion matters. Why does it matter to us as a military? Why is it not a negative that some people may believe it to be? And
Hold on. The military should be black and white, male and female. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. None of this in-between crap. This inclusion, this DEI nonsense should have never been introduced into the U.S. military. You stand to attention. That's it. You salute. That's it. All of this other stuff is to destroy the military. It's all an agenda, and it's a demonic agenda by Satan. 100%.
How do we as leaders use it to enhance mission accomplishment? But I want to start here. This was less than 2 years ago, 2 days after a 10-hour surgery that opened me up from here to here and washed out all my insides with chemotherapy after removing several organs. I was terrified.
I mean, you can get him off the screen. I'm tired of looking at him. Do you see what's happening? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Rome. Did you know Rome, they had homosexuality running rampant in Rome before it collapsed? Did you know that? It's like they didn't do it publicly because they knew it was wrong, to my understanding, from what I remember, but it was completely known that they were doing these orgies, the bathhouses, because it was all about homosexuality. They thrived on it. The same thing is happening now. History is repeating itself. And it's all being driven by the Democrats. All of these evil people on the left. All of them. Okay, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for being here. Please go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Help me fight this battle against Facebook. There's more information on the Go Send Go page. There's more information, the Give Send Go. Go check it out, uniteamericafirst.com. Absolute Truth with M. Mark Robinson. Next, we just talked about it.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Reveal Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Reveal Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.